Morning. Today's daf is daf Chav Ches in Zvachim. A little bit behind, we're on Chav Zayin. Let's just quickly recap from what we saw yesterday. There was a Mishnah that talked about sprinkling blood on the wrong place. Wrong place can mean a number of things. Wrong place could just simply be on the Mizbech itself. There's an upper part of the Mizbech, lower part of the Mizbech. Most carbonos, the blood goes on the lower part of the Mizbech. Only the blood of a chatas, of an animal, goes on the upper part of the Mizbech. So let's say you sprinkle the blood on the wrong place in the Mizbech. Let's say you sprinkled it on the wrong Mizbech. Let's say instead of the outer Mizbech that was in the courtyard, you sprinkled on the inner Mizbech, which is inside. So what happens then? So the Mishnah says it's pasul, that the carbon is pasul. Now the pshuto of the Mishnah, simple pshuto of the Mishnah, is that pasul means that the carbon's no good. It's disqualified. However, Shmuel, back in the Mishnah, said a novel pshat, and that is, no, pasul means that you just can't eat the meat. But the carbon is a fine carbon. The carbon's good. Why? So because the Shmuel gives us a yisod, a very fundamental principle, that anything which is a shalom bimkamos kimkamo dami, right? Even if you didn't hit the mizbech on the right spot, right? There's a sweet spot to the mizbech, and then everything else is fine also. So shalom bimkamo kimkamo dami. Now, the fact that you didn't hit the right spot means that you can't eat the meat, but still the carbon's a good carbon. This is the principle of Shmuel, and Shmuel offers a novel pshat in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish essentially agrees with Shmuel as well. Shlobim kamas kam kamadami, and Rav Yochanan disagrees. So if we could just simplify the whole discussion, it's really a machlokus between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. And Shmuel says that Shlobim kamas lav kam kamadami. No, if you missed the spot in the Mizbeach, if you sprinkle on the upper portion, not the lower portion, that's no good at all. Yeah. The Mishnah's kipshuto, the Mishnah says it's pasul. It's simply no good. There is a difficulty which the Gemara left unresolved on behalf of Rav Yochanan. Why then does the Mishnah say Ein Bo Karis? Right? Ein Bo Karis is a strange lashon of the Mishnah. If we're not talking about pigle, and it's not talking about any machshava, just the Mishnah is just simply dealing with a case where you sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, so why does the Mishnah have to talk about Ein Bo Karis? And the Gemara says, Kasha, that's difficult. That is difficult on behalf of Rav Yochanan. Good. We then are going to, the Gemara takes us into a different discussion based on Shitas Rav Yochanan, right? So let's set ourselves up for this discussion, and we started the discussion yesterday, and let's start here today. According to Rav Yochanan, if you don't hit the right spot on the Mizbeach, so it's no good, right? Shelo bimkamo is lav kimkamo. If you don't get the right spot, meaning if you sprinkle on the upper part, not the lower part, when it was required to sprinkle the lower part, it's simply no good. That is Shitas Rav Yochanan, it's lav kimkamo dami. You didn't hit it, and the carbon is pasul. Why not the following? Why not just simply then go get the blood, collect it back into the bowl, and have a redo, and do it over again? Right? Why not do that according to Rav Yochanan? So according to Shmuel, it's not a question. Because according to Shmuel, it's fine. You did fine. You didn't do great, but you did fine. You did good enough.
You passed.
So, exactly. You passed. So, okay, so the question doesn't start according to Shmuel, but according to Rav Yochanan, so do it over again. So this is the question that the Gemara opened up with yesterday. We basically got to this question. We started dealing with this question. We're going to resume here in the Gemara. And this will take us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And then with the beginning of the Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, we start with the classic sugya of pigle. So, okay, so we've got a lot of good stuff coming up today. Okay, so let's go. So let's start again on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom, and let's start with the Gemara's asking the question. Rabbi Yochanan, we did this yesterday, but let's review. Rabbi Yochanan, it's about 8 lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan, last 3 words on the line. Ish lo bimkam alav kimkam adam ebla have ki nishbach min akli ala ritzba v'yasfenu. So good. So can't we look at it as it basically fell on the floor? We know that you're allowed to pick up the blood from the floor and sprinkle on the Mizbeach. So why not over here? The Zrika was not done on the right place. According to Rav Yochanan, it's lav kimkamo. You basically threw it somewhere else. So why not pick it up and do it again? So the Gemara says, Savala, Kamandama, Lo Yasfenu. So he holds like the position of Lo Yasfenu, you can't collect. Everybody agrees. When you see those words, Hakol Modim, you mean? That means there's a machlokis, probably amongst the Tanayim, in this case, yes, amongst the Tanayim, about where they argue, But there is a point where they don't argue, and the Gemara is going to tell us. If it was sprinkled on the Mizbech, shelo kemitzvasan. What does that mean, shelo kemitzvasan? So Rashi says, shelo kemitzvasan means somebody disqualified did it. Somebody had a bad machshava. Somebody did it with their left hand, says Rashi. Whatever. It was done incorrectly. It was sprinkled incorrectly. There's no debate whatsoever. Meaning you hit the right spot of the Mizbech, but it was just done incorrectly. Done. Right? Game over. You can't go back and you can't collect the blood. Meaning, we're going to see this concept a number of times in this discussion. The Mizbech is collate. Meaning, the Mizbech basically accepted the blood. And you can't take it back. Now, obviously, the Mizbech didn't reach its hand out and strip it from you. But still, once you sprinkle on the Mizbech, that's it. Mizbech collate, that's it, game over. And the fact that you did it with a bad machshava, with your left hand, means that you don't get to redo. Lo nechleku, ela b'nisan lamala shenasan lamata, lamata shenasan lamala. There is a machlokas, however. What if you sprinkled on the wrong place in the Mizbech? Rabbi Yossi, Amar lo yasfen, Rabbi Yossi says, game over, it's done. Even though you went to the wrong place in the Mizbech, and Rabbi Shimon Omar, ye asfen, Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can go back and you can get it again. Umishnaseinu, and now, just finishing up the sentence, top of the next Amud, kidivrei Omar lo yasfenu. In our Mishnah is of the position of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, lo yasfenu. Meaning that according to Rabbi Yossi, you sprinkle in the Mizbech, you sprinkle in the wrong place in the Mizbech, but the Mizbech accepted it. Not accepted it as a kapara, not that it's good, but that's it. In other words, you had your one chance of zrika, you did your zrika, and that's it. And because you sprinkled in the wrong place, it's now the carbon's no good, and it's done. And it's over, and you don't get to do a redo on the scenario. Good. Okay, so that is all now a response to Rav Yochanan in terms of why can't you just pick up the blood and do it over again? So the answer, the simple answer is, we're holding like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that's it. You don't get a second chance. Okay. V'Rav Chista Amar Avimi HaKomodim. Now, on this issue of when you sprinkle it, whether or not you can pick it up and get a second chance again, so we saw already one version of the one understanding of the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. We saw the Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef version, who actually quotes the name Rav Yochanan. The Gemara now is going to give us another version of this very same machlokas. Rav Chista Amar Avimi HaKomodim Nesin Lamata Shenasan Lamala Shelo Yasfenu. Right? If you sprinkle the blood on the wrong place, specifically, right, the Nisan Lamata, blood that goes on the lower portion of the Mizbech, which is, by the way, most karbanos, and you sprinkled it on the Shenasan Lamala Shelo Yasfenu. There, that's it. Lo yasef, you can't collect it. The kosher came b'nisan lamala shenasan lamata. Now, for sure, the blood that goes on the top that you sprinkled on the bottom. Hol v'damim halyonim lamata hein bayim. There, it's interesting. What's the kol shekain? How did you understand that kol shekain? Right, I read the Gemara a number of times yesterday. I'm like, what's the difference? Whether it's the top where you put on the bottom or the bottom you put on the top. And the answer is very simple, gravity. Gravity is a whole difference. Meaning that because when you sprinkle it on the top and it should have gone on the bottom, it's going to go to the bottom. It's going to drip down to the bottom. So it's not lumdish, I understand. But still, the point is that you sprinkled it in the wrong place, and there's no machlokus that whatsoever that you don't get a second chance. Lo yasfenu, you have no opportunity to redo it. Lo nechleku ela b'nisan lefnim shenasan b'chutz b'chutz shenasan lefnim. Here's where there's a machlokus. What if you sprinkle on the wrong mizbeach? Which, right? In other words, the blood belongs on the outer mizbeach and you sprinkled it on the inner mizbeach. Or it was a blood that belonged on the inner mizbeach. Not that many bloods belong on the inner mizbeach. Right? The Yom Kippur, it goes on the inner mizbeach. The Par Halam Davar belongs on the inner mizbeach. Not that many, but right, let's say you hit the wrong mizbeach. She Rabbi Yossi Amar Yasfenu. Rabbi Yossi says, okay, right, it's hitting the wrong mizbeach is like throwing it on the floor. Right, you'll get a second chance. You can pick up the blood and do it over again. Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Yasfenu, and Rabbi Shimon says no, even though you hit the wrong mizbeach, but you hit the mizbeach. the Mizbeach is collate. The Mizbeach basically said, thank you very much. And the fact that you hit the wrong Mizbeach now is, that's it, game over. Fine. Okay, so, right, we're going to go off on a little bit of a tangent now. Just stay with me for the next...
Which one do you go by?
Wait, I'm sorry, just give me a moment. Give me a moment. We're in the middle. So let's just finish this off. Give me, bear with us, because the Gemara now, till basically the Mishnah now, is going to stick on this tangent now of, right, which version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon is correct. This issue of whether or not Yei Asef or Lo Yei Asef. If I sprinkle it on either the wrong place of the Mizbeach or the wrong Mizbeach, do I get a second chance to pick it up and to get a redo? So again, in our second understanding of the Machlokas, the Rav Chista understanding of the Machlokas, if I hit the Mizbeach, the right Mizbeach, wrong place, that's it. Done. Game over. I don't get a redo. Right? That is, and he says, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees to that. Rav Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both agree to that. And by the way, Rashi points this out. You have to say in this discussion, in this Rav Yossi, Rabbi Shimon discussion, which we're in right now, no, they both don't subscribe to the Shmuel rule of Mikomo, I'm sorry, Shalom Bimkomo Kimkomo Adami. Because if they subscribe to the Shmuel rule, we wouldn't be having a discussion of redo. meaning it's done. Meaning it's done and it's good. So, Rashi already makes this point. Yeah, in this discussion of whether or not you can redo or not redo, you basically have to say that we're all following like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Which is that lo bimkomo is lav kimkomo dami. That the wrong place is the wrong place on the Mizbeach. And now the question is a question of, okay, so I didn't, right, I didn't do it good. Can I get a redo? And that is the discussion. And now we're going to be sitting on Rav Chista's position, which is that if you hit the Mizbeach, doesn't matter where you hit it, game over. You don't get a redo. It's only when I hit the wrong Mizbeach, which is really a gross error of where the blood should have gone. But if I hit the wrong Mizbeach, then there's a debate between Rav Yossi and Rabbi Shimon whether or not I get to do a redo. And interestingly enough, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Yasfenu. No, you don't get a redo. Mm-hmm. Right, that position, Rabbi Shimon, so interesting. Meaning you hit the wrong Mizbeach. You would think, like, that's right, I didn't do anything. I hit it so far off the mark. And according to Rabbi Shimon, no, the two Mizbeachs are really, you know, sisters of one another. Right? They're both Mizbeach. He puts them in one category. One is outside in the courtyard, the other one's inside in the Heichal.
Yeah, you gotta go in.
It's a big distance.
Not only a big distance, it's just, right, it's a gross error. It's such a gross error, yeah.
I mean, you explained the other day that maybe the reason why it falls on the floor on the way to the Mizbeach, the reason why you can collect the blood, is because you're on your way.
Right.
If you go to the inner Mizbeach, you totally went out of your way.
Correct.
Going
correct.
Twice.
Correct.
Right.
Right. And, right. Right.
One side question: what is Paralamdavar? You said
Paralamdavar. Paralamdavar is that what we discussed in Horios, that bull, because the Beis Din came out with a bad ruling,
I see.
And everyone followed the ruling,
that
and
goes to the inner,
and that goes in the inner. That blood goes on the inner mizbeach.
So that's only two.
Well, there's a couple more. Paralamdavar, Yom Kippur. No. There's. Nasi, right?
Yeah.
Nasi. Nasi. Nasi goes inside.
Nasi.
Anyway, go back to your Perek Dalet and Vayikra. And I'm really talking to myself, you know. So anyway, so Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Af Anana Mitanina. Okay? And now what we're going to do from this point forward is support the Rav Chista understanding of the Machlokas. Where? If you hit the Mizbeach wrong place, over. Game over. Done. Meaning the Mizbeach is Kole. Mizbeach said thank you very much for the Zrika. And if you didn't get the right spot in the Mizbeach, you got to do the whole thing over again. Right? That's Rav Chista. And the only debate between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi is wrong Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi says if you hit the wrong Mizbeach, you do get a redo. You could just pick up the blood again and go back to the right Mizbeach. And Rabbi Shimon says no. Wrong Mizbeach is still collate. It still says thank you very much. Now go back and redo the whole thing over again. So Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, Afanami Tanina. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, it's not that bad, but we're going to quote a brisa. That's a long brisa. The brisa here will take us through the next 20 lines of Gemara, and we're going to and the only thing that we want to harvest from this Braisa is just the idea that yes, that when it comes to hitting the Mizbeach, you only get one shot at the Mizbeach, and if you hit the wrong place of the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter. That's it. You don't get a redo. And there's no machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon on that point. That's the only thing that we want to harvest from the Braisa. I will explain every point in the Braisa, but I'm going to go quickly through the Braisa because this is really just brought in to demonstrate one point.
How did the Shmuel, these are Tanayim, where did Shmuel come from?
I was bothered by that question. I don't have an answer to that question. But that very same question.
You have a machlokus on the right here.
Right.
Right. The Yosef and the Shemon is applied different places in the Mizbeach.
Right. Right. Right.
Then if you have a Bryce that says it's going to shut down.
Right. Correct. Shmuel. I mean, look, he'll tell you that our Mishnah supports his position, although that's not the simple pshat in the Mishnah. I'm also bothered by the same thing. Okay, let's go. So, Braisa. Afanami Tanina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos Hi Ha Ola. Okay? This is a discussion that we'll have in much greater detail later on in the Masechta. There's an entire perek of Zvachim dedicated to the topic of something goes up on the Mizbeach, shouldn't have gone up, but once it's up there, you don't have to take it down. Leave it there. Right, and you shouldn't take it down. Meaning, leave it there. You shouldn't have brought it up, but once it's up there, right? Im Allah lo seyred. If it goes up, don't bring it back down again. Okay, and this is, and again later in the Masechta, we'll talk about this in great detail. We're just quoting the Braisa now, and as I already mentioned, we just want really one point to get out of this entire Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zos Hi Ha Ola Hare Elu Miutin. Right, there are three miuts in the pasuk. Zos is one, he is the second, and the he of the ha'olah, that's a third. Three exclusionary terms in the pasuk. Prat lenishchet ha'balayla v'shenishbach dama v'shiyatza dama chutz l'klayim. Where? If it was shechted at night, or the blood spilled, or the blood left the curtains, meaning left the mechitza, imasa teret. Only in these three circumstances, if it goes up, it goes back down again. That is the opinion of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, right? You already get the idea that the whole Brice over here is a give and take between the Tana Kama, which we'll call Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola Ainli Ala Ola, Kshira, Minayin L'Rabba Shenishchata Balayla V'Shenishba Tchama Shiyatza Dama Chutz Deklayim, right? All these cases, according to Rabbi Shimon, like, you shouldn't have brought them up on the Mizbech, but once you do so, keep it there. Keep it on the Mizbech. V'Halan, and blood stayed overnight. V'Hayotze, or the blood left the Mizbeah, left the Azara. The Hatame, or the blood becomes Tame. Shenishcha Chutz Zman V'Chutzim Kamo. Or it was shechted with a Machshava of either wrong time, wrong place. Ushikiba Psulim, or if a non-Kohen, or if a disqualified Kohen did the Kabbalah. V'Zarku Es Dama, and sprinkled the blood. V'Hanisanim Lamala Shenasan Lamate. Here we are. Right, this is it. Or if you sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, right, sprinkling it in the wrong place, where the Bryce is basically saying, that's it, done. Or if you hit the wrong Mizbeach, or the Pesach and Chatas, where you shechted Shelo Lishman, which we learned in the first parak, in the first Mishnah of Zvachim, that ends the discussion, right? A machshava of Shelo Lishman by Pesach and Chatas. Minayin, Tamalomer, Torah Ola, Riba Torah Achas, Achol Ha'olim, Shim Alu Lo Yardu. In all these cases, shouldn't have brought it up. We should not have brought the carbon up. But once it's up on the Mizbeach, stay, keep it there. Im ala lo yardo. Yachushani marba. How about these cases? Afarova vahanirva, an animal that was involved in sodomy. Bestiality, I should say. Vahamuksar, an animal set aside for avodah zarah. Vahanevad, an animal that was worshipped as avodah zarah. Vahesnan, an animal that was exchanged for prostitution. Vahamechir, an animal that was exchanged for a dog. V'hakalayim, v'hatreifa, an air crossbred animal. Treifa, an animal that's a treifa. V'yotzei dofen, an animal that was born via cesarean. These are all pasul and mizbeach. And these categories, im alu, yardu. That the mizbeach cannot take. It can't. Right? It's too much to swallow for the mizbeach. Tam alamer zos. Right? So for that, we'll use the exclusionary term of zos. So maris l'rabba says elu hotze selu. What's the difference between everything in the first category and everything in the second category? Mar ba'ani yiselu shayapsulim bekodesh umotze ani yiselu shelo ayapsulim bekodesh. Because in the first category, it made it to the azara, right? It was pretty close to being good. The psul took place in the azara. So in other words, since it basically got into the azara good, and then only afterwards the subsequent psul took place, im alul or yardu. So that the mizbeach can tolerate. The mizbeach can swallow that. However, in these second categories, the rova, the nirva, all these cases shouldn't even have been brought into the azara. Already the psul took place even before brought into the azara. So therefore, im alu yardu. Fine. Period. End of the braisa. Ketani mias, however, when all said and done, if you go back to that braisa, you see in the braisa, nisan lamata, shnasan lamalo, lamasha, nasan lamata, velo palig Rabbi Yehuda. And there's no debate, meaning on that case, there's no debate. My taima, la mishum dekalta mizbech, because once the mizbech accepted it, it's done. Ushmamina lo yasfenu. And you see over here in the braisa, in other words, the braisa could have just simply said, pick up the blood, do it over again. It could have said that. It didn't say that. So you see that the kulei am, according to everybody, meaning both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon, you see that there's an agreement that if you hit the mizbech on the wrong place, that's it, you don't get a chance to redo it.
How do you see that Rabbi Yehuda didn't put it on his list and only Rabbi Shimon did?
Right, but they Rabbi Yehuda had a list, but if he disagreed, the Gemara is assuming that if he disagreed, he would have said so. Like, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda would have said, wait a second, don't put that on the list. Meaning, because we already know the whole context of the braisa is that there is a debate.
Rabbi Yehuda never answers Rabbi Shimon.
Okay. All right. I'm just, you know, that's how the Gemara is understanding the braisa.
It seems like Rabbi Shimon puts it on the list, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't.
Right. And again, by the way, I go back to the point you made earlier, that here again, we have an entire braisa where you hit the mizbech on the wrong place, and nobody's entertaining the idea that it's okay, which is Shmuel's position. In other words, if Shmuel had to say in the braisa, which obviously he doesn't, he's an Amora, he would have said, what's the issue? It's fine. Right? Lav kum kamas kum kamo dami.
I would have said the opposite. Maybe you would have liked Shmuel. He didn't put it on the list.
All right. All right. Okay. Fine. I hear you. Gemara doesn't understand that way. Okay. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Good. Fine. So that's it. So and that all supportive of Rav Chisda that when you hit the mizbech on the wrong spot, there is no debate. No debate whatsoever. You get one shot at zrika on the mizbech. You did it good. Great. If you didn't do it good, go back to the drawing board. Start all over again. You do not get a second chance. Okay, period. Next. Amar Rav, and that's with blood, yeah.
With that blood.
He still has if you can go back and get some more Dama Nefesh.
He still has some in the bowl.
Or if you have some in the bowl.
You can do it again if you have some in the bowl?
Yeah, if there's some left in the bowl, then I assume yes. Amar Rav Elazar. Mizbeach HaPanimi Mikadesh Psulin. The Mizbeach HaPanimi can be Mekadesh. And not only can be Mekadesh, but can be Mekadesh Psulim. So, yeah. So, the meaning that you sprinkle blood, you sprinkled it on the inner Mizbeach, so, look, the carbon's no good. But, Rashi, five lines down after the lines become wide, Mekadesh Psulim, so, she'im alu lo yardu she'af agav delo k'siv kra ela b'chitzon. Meaning, look, it's a gross error. You hit the wrong mizbeach, right? You should have sprinkled the blood on the outer mizbeach. You sprinkle on the inner mizbeach. Okay, but you know what though? It's at least effective, so that now if the animal goes up on the mizbeach and you're burning the limbs on the mizbeach, you don't have to take it down again.
Only the first category, right? Not the second one, obviously.
Just the first one.
Right, I assume.
Yeah. So, yeah. So the Gemara says, okay, we're quoting here Rav Elazar, not the Tana, but the Amora Rav Elazar. So the Gemara says, yeah, fine. Oh, I get it. In fact, not only do I get it, I got it. In other words, if you just learn, if you go over the Braisa that we just learned, that's exactly what the Braisa says. The Braisa says that if you hit the wrong mizbeach, im alu lo yardu. What did you just share with us? What news did you share with us? So So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the news. In the Braisa, the whole Braisa was talking about blood. From beginning to end, it was talking about blood. And you hit the blood in the wrong spot. Wrong spot in the Mizbeach, wrong Mizbeach. But we were talking about blood. Aval komets, delo chazi le'em alo kemash malan. Here's the chiddush of Rav Elazar. And it is a fantastic chiddush. With a mincha offering. So again, we've gone over this a number of times. Cohen takes a kmitza, a fistful, scoops it up, puts in a kli sharis, and takes it and burns it on the top of the mizbeach. What if, again, another gross error, what if he hit the wrong mizbeach? What if instead of burning it on the outer mizbeach, where he's supposed to do it, he goes inside the heichal and burns on the inner mizbeach? Now, please understand, how gross an error is this? This is much worse than blood. Because at least blood sometimes goes on the inner mizbeach. Kmitza never goes on the inner mizbeach. So, it's a gross error. It's even a grosser error than blood on the wrong mizbeach. So that, the Gemara says, is the chiddush of Elazar. So the loch. So Gemara spells this out. I might have thought, yeah, blood, because sometimes blood goes on the inner mizbeach. That's the chiddush of Rav Elazar. And the Gemara challenges Meisvei Kitoris Zara. You put a strange kitoris. Strange kitoris just simply means a kitoris that you weren't commanded to put on. Daily, there is a kitoris, you burn incense on the inner mizbeach. Half of it in the morning, half a pras in the morning, half a mana in the morning, half a mana in the afternoon.
Does the mitzvah have levaina in it?
Some minchas have Lavona sprinkled on it.
Not the
right, the comments, no. Comments you dip in. You dip your hand in. So, Meisve, Ketorah Zarah Sha'olah Gabi Mizbeach Teireid, She'in Lecha Mikadesh Psulim Ela Mizbeach HaChitzon Berayilo. So, the Braisa says that if you put a Ketorah Zarah, right, a foreign Ketorah on the Mizbeach, take it down. Because it can't accept it, it can't handle it. And the Gemara makes a simple diuk. Chitzon in panimi lo. The outer mizbeach is the thing that can stomach other karbanos, or disqualify karbanos. And the inner mizbeach cannot stomach any of that at all. So the Gemara says, it's not pshat in the braisa. Tiritz hachi. The Gemara says, no, we'll say a different pshat in the braisa. Ketorah zarah shalsalim mizbeach achitzon terishay mizbeach achitzon mekadesh psulim ela harayla. No, it's interesting. The outer mizbeach is limited in terms of what it can handle. It can handle a karbon, because even if the karbon's disqualified, because in general it handles karbanos. But once you throw something on it that's not in its vocabulary, meaning a mizbeach achiton, is ketoris in its vocabulary? No. The outer mizbeach never sees ketoris. So it can't handle Kataris. It doesn't know what to do with Kataris. So if you throw Kataris up there, you got to take it down, because it's not in its vocabulary. Interestingly, however, the inner Mizbeach, Vapanimi, Bein Ra'ilo, Bein She'ein Ra'ilo, the inner Mizbeach can handle a lot more. Meaning it can handle things that it normally handles, like blood, like Kataris. It can even handle things that it never handles, like a Kmitza. Like the flour, like the fistful of flour, which it never handles, it can handle that. And this line of Gemara is so interesting. My taima, high ritzbah, v'high kli sharis. Because even though the outer mizbeach is a mizbeach, and the inner mizbeach is a mizbeach, they're different. The outer mizbeach is really ritzbah. It's ground. It's elevated ground. The outer mizbeach is not a kli sharis. All it is it's the floor of the Azara raised up.
That's the contained area.
Right? That's all the outer Mizbeach is. It's ritzba, it's floor. And so therefore, it's limited in terms of what it can handle, because it's nothing short of just raised floor. Go to the inside of the Heichal, the actual building itself, the Beis HaMikdash, and you have a Mizbeach over there, but that's not raised floor. That's the klisharis. Okay? And it's we always get confused because we call it a Mizbeach, and it is a Mizbeach, but it's also a klisharis. It basically contains in it two elements. An element of Mizbeach, where I sprinkle blood on it, and it's also an element of a klisharis. And a klisharis has a power to be mikadesh. It can imbue things with kedusha. So therefore, if I take something which is not in the vocabulary of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kemitza is not in its vocabulary, but it can take it, it can handle it. The reason why I can handle it is because it's a klisharis. I mean, the small little tosis on the bottom, just give me a moment, small little tosis on the bottom says it's actually adif mi klisharis. The Gemara's terminology is it's a klisharis. Tosos sharpens the Gemara a little bit. It's not just a klisharis, it's actually even better than a klisharis. The lo mikashti psulim likav u'mizbeach mikadesh. Right? Can a klisharis transform something which is disqualified? No. It can be mekadesh, but it can't transform. The Mizbeach HaPanim is even better. It's transformative. It can take something which is puzzle and make it acceptable. So it's even a little bit stronger than a klisharis. Okay.
Can klisharis ever become tamei?
Can it what? Klisharis can for sure become tamei. The menorah, the Mishnah on tamei describes how to tovel items that become tamei.
But
the Mizbeach HaChitzona can become tummy. It's ground.
Right, but the rest can become tummy.
Right. Huh?
They can, I mean, the Mizbeach or Menorah can become tummy?
The inner Mizbeach, the inner Menorah, yeah, they're Caleb. Sure. Okay. We start now the new Mishnah, and we start now one of the main sugyas in Zvachim, and that is the sugya of Pigel. We've talked about Pigel in the past, but here we don't touch on the subject. We are on the subject of pigel straight on. A quick introduction, and we will start with the Mishnah. Okay. Good.
Even Mizbeach also can handle parts of animals.
Can what?
Part of an animal.
If an animal goes on the Mizbeach, do I take it down? I don't know. We
power of giving kedusha to those.
Right. We've been talking about it in the context of blood.
Because it's open, a bird can fly on it.
And blood and the kemitza. I don't know.
No, you must take down. You must take down.
Okay. So good. Pigel's a the Torah describes it in two places. The Isser of pigel. It describes it in Parshat Tzav, and it repeats itself, the Torah repeats itself in Parshat Kedoshim. Okay? Two spots in the Torah where the Torah tells us about this concept of pigel. So, let's start with Parshat Tzav. Parshat Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Tesvav, Tet Zayin. The Im Neder O Nedava, let's start in Pasuk Tet Zayin. Okay, I'm in Parshat Tzav. Im neder nedava zevach karbano b'yam mikrivo zivcho ye achel ume macharas. You're allowed to eat a karban that day, the day that you offer it, and the following day. V'hanosar mimenu ye achel. V'hanosar mipsar hazevach b'yam hashlishi ba'esh yisarev. On the third day already, it becomes nosar, and you have to burn it in fire. Okay. Next pasuk. Pasuk yud ches. The im he achol ye achel mipsar zevach shlama biyam hashlishi lo ye ratze hamakriva so lo ye chashev lo pigel yiye vanefesh halchals mimeno avonat tisa. If on the third day you eat from the bsar zevach shlamav, so lo ye ratze, so it's not acceptable, it's pigel. Right, lo yechashev lo. It's not registered towards them. It is pigel, and the person who eats it, avonai tisa, has to bear his sin. One more pasuk. Vabasar sheyigah b'chol tamen lo yecha b'eish yisrael vabasar kol taor yecho basar. Sorry, I meant two more pesukim. Pasuk chaf. The vahanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach shlamem asher l'Hashem v'tumaseu alav v'nechrasah nefesh ahi me'ameha. And you do, in fact, get kares for eating basar that is tamei. Okay. Now, that's talking about tamei. Now, correct. I was going to make that good. Okay? So the simple pshat, as Rabbi Toshwell accurately points out, the simple pshat in the Pesukim is not at all what we think about when we think about pigel. We're about to learn the mission. The mission is going to teach us that when it comes to pigel, what pigel means, we've already gone over the definition before, but let's do it again, is that while doing an avoda, an essential avoda, I think to myself, either me or the mizbeach is going to consume the animal chutz lizmano, outside prescribed time, and then I've created pigel. But that's not the simple pshat in the pasuk. Simple pshat in the pasuk is if you eat from the animal on the third day, so you've affected pigel. Now, why are we not going? Why are we going to deviate from the simple pshat in the pasuk? And the reason why is as follows: because the Torah says, if you eat it on the third day, lo yeratzeh hamakriv aso lo yechashev lo. Carbon's no good. Now think about this for a moment. You shechted the carbon correctly. Let's go with the simple pshat in the pasuk. You shechted the carbon correctly. You did all the avodas correctly. Okay? And now you're eating the carbon on day one. And then there's a little bit of leftover, so you eat it on day two. And now, on day three, there's still leftover meat. Okay, without refrigeration. I wouldn't recommend. Okay, let's, you know, maybe it's a cold day in the Beis HaMikdash, so, you know.
Go to Thailand, you'll see the heat hanging in the meat.
So, okay, fine. And on day three now think about this. You're eating the no-sar meat. Now, you shouldn't be eating the no-sar meat, because it's no-sar meat. You're eating the no-sar meat. You want to tell me, the simple pshat in the pasuk, you want to tell me that now retroactively, because you ate the meat on the third day, you want to go back now to when we shecht the carbon and say, oh, that shechting is no good because you ate the meat on the third day? It's just untenable. Absolutely untenable that because you ate the meat on the third day, we're now going to go retrace and go back to the carbon and say, oh, carbon's no good because you ate the meat on the third day. It can't be the pshat. Even though that is a simple pshat, but it can't be. Therefore, and the Gemara is going to spell all this out, therefore the pshat that we're going to work with, right, the pshat HaMekubal, is that we're going back to the time of shechting, which is the time that's going to define whether or not the carbon is a good carbon or not. And if when you shecht it, or do any of the essential avodas, you say to yourself, I'm going to eat the meat, or the mizbeach is going to eat the meat, chutz l'zmano, then you've affected pigel. Okay, now, pigel's got a cousin, right? Chutz l'zmano, there's something very similar called chutz l'mkomo, that when I shech the animal, I, the shechter, say, I'm going to eat the carbon outside its prescribed place. Okay? You've disqualified the carbon by doing that. The difference is that chutz l'zmano has with it a kares punishment, and the chutz l'mkomo does not have with it the kares punishment. It only disqualifies the carbon, but does not have a kares element to it.
It doesn't have any sedation.
No, it doesn't seem that way. Okay, just also another point to keep in mind as we have this pickle discussion, which I made a mistake about earlier in the Masechta. Stuart corrected me, and he's absolutely right. When we talk about the kares punishment for pigel, we are not talking about affecting pigel, creating pigel. Interestingly enough, maybe we'll call it a lav, but that's not where the kares comes in. Kares comes in for eating the meat after it has been turned into pigel. Mm-hmm. Okay? Just interesting. In other words, for making pigel, that you don't get kares for. For eating carbon, which has been rendered pigel, you do get kares for. Okay, let's start. Let's begin the Mishnah. Hashochet es hazevach, yishech the carbon, lizrok dama b'chutz, omikzas dama l'chutz, To sprinkle either all the blood or some of the blood. Lahakir imurav bechutz, to burn the fats of the animal outside. Oh, mix us imurav bechutz, or some of the fats outside. Le'echol besara bechutz, to eat the meat of the animal outside. Oh, kizayis me besar bechutz. Or a substantial amount of meat. Substantial means a kizayis. Oh, lechol kizayis me or ha'alya bechutz, or to eat a kizayis of the hide of the tail. I'll explain, the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on that. So just wait to understand that. Puzzle. The Ainbo Kareis. In all these cases now, you've disqualified the carbon. If you have this intention while doing the essential avodas, and Ainbo Kareis, but there's no Kareis. Meaning so that if you eat the meat, you do not get Kareis. Lizrog dama lamacher. Mix us dama lamacher. Lahakter imur of lamacher. Or mix us imur of lamacher. Lachol besar lamacher. Kezayis me besar lamacher. Or la'achol kezayis me or ha'alya lamacher. Pigel v'chayavan alav kares. Take everything we just said, and instead of chutzam kamo, replace it with chutzazmano. Now we're talking about pigel, right? Real pigel, and so chayavan alav kares, and you'll be chayav on kares. Look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, just to emphasize what I pointed out earlier. Ha ochlo. Mm-hmm. The one who eats it is subject to kares, afilu bizmano, and ashkares of gemara yalafla, and the gemara is going to learn out how we arrive at these conclusions. Good. The first part of the discussion of the gemara today, right, is going to be, the gemara is just going to be fixated on the or ha'alya, the hide of the tail. So let me, for this, so in other words, pigle we're going to put aside for just a moment, okay, and we'll come back to pigle on the bottom of the page. But for here until the next, basically, Amud of Gemara, we're going to just sit on the Or Ha'alya, the hide of the tail. A word of introduction. When I shecht a sheep as a shlamim, so parts of the animal go up on the mizbech, and the remainder of the animal is eaten by the owners and the kohan, and most of it go to the owner, and some parts of it go to a kohen. When it comes to a goat, right, the goat has a tiny little tail, whatever. Okay, right, nothing that exciting about the tail. When it comes to a sheep, however, the Torah is very clear, Paragimel in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, when it comes to a sheep, so now the Torah gets excited about the tail, right? Paragimel, Pasuk Tes. V'hikriv mizevach ha-shlamim isha la-shem chelbo ha-ayas mima. The fat of the tail, right? Leumas ha he'atzer yisirenu v'sachel v'mechas v'sakher v'sachel v'asher al hakerev, and the fats v'shtei aklaris v'sachel v'asher aleim asher al ksalim v'asiyoteres al kaved diaphragm and the fats al haklaris yisirenu v'iktira akonim is beichal lechem yishal Hashem. That's God's portion. Kadosh Baruch Hu gets those parts of the animal. So when it comes to the sheep, so the tail comes off. And the tail goes up on the mizbeach. I frequently remind you. I don't know why. I have this story stuck in my mind. In the beginning, right? The beginning of Pesachim, where Yehuda ben Becerra says to the non-Jew who keeps going up to the Beis Hamikdash during Pesach, and he says, you know, I eat carbon Pesach. And Yehuda ben Becerra says to him, right? Did they ever give you the tail, right? And he's no, and the non-Jew says to him, no, right? Apparently, the non-Jew didn't read his chumash. No, they never offered me the tail. So Yehuda ben Becerra says, why don't you ask him next time, right, to give you the tail, because the tail is really the best part. I'm surprised they didn't give you the tail. And he next year he goes up to Yerushalayim and he says, I'd like the tail. and they look at him and they say to him, what? No, the tail. I want the tail. Who told you to ask us for the tail? And he says, well, Yehuda ben Becerra did. And they realize at that point in time, oh, he's sending us a message. And they did a little investigation. They found out he was not Jewish, and they killed him. And I'm going to gloss over that fact. Right? Another time. If you want more explanation to that Gemara, I'll give it, but not now. Anyway, okay. So the tail goes up on the mizbeach. Okay, good. So what we're discussing in our Mishnah is eating the or ha'aliyah, So now we're not talking about the fatty part of the tail, the inside of the tail. We're talking about the hide over the tail.
See, that's okay?
So
we don't know what happens with the tail of the A's. The
no. We assume, right? The Gemara is going to tell us today. We assume it just comes down. It doesn't go up.
That the owner can eat it.
Yeah. Right, which is what essentially what the Gemara is going to say in just a little bit. Okay, so savruha, savruha, or ha'alya ka'alya dami. Okay, so we're going to walk into the discussion with an assumption. Right, the Gemara here is great; it telegraphs. We're walking in with an assumption, which is the hide of a tail is like the tail. Now again, I'm not a butcher, so you don't come at me with questions of is it good, is it taste good, I don't know, but right, the assumption right now is that it's soft and most hides are totally inedible. Right, the hide of an animal is leather. Right, eating leather. Right, you ever go to a restaurant and you hear somebody say it tastes like leather, right, which is a little rude, but I'm saying right, it's really? Hide is normally unedible. However, there are soft parts of the animal where the hides are soft and somewhat edible. So we're walking into this discussion assuming, or ha'alya ka'alya dami, that the hide of the tail is essentially like the tail, which means what? Should go up on the Mizbeach, right? In other words, just like the tail does. Tail goes up on the Mizbeach, the hide also should go up on the Mizbeach. The ha'kameh chashim echilas Mizbeach la'adam. And now, the Mishnah is teaching us a tremendous chiddush. Because in the Mishnah, we described what was one of your machshavas? I'm going to eat the hide of the tail, either chutzim kom or chutzim mana. What do you mean, I'm going to eat the hide of the tail? It's not for me. It's for the Mizbeach. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is a phenomenal chiddush that mechashvin me'achilas Mizbeach la'adam. That when we talk about consumers, in the world of pigle, in the world of this machshava of consuming, consumers are interchangeable. Right? Meaning, I know the Mizbeach should eat it, I know I shouldn't be eating it, but in other words, it's a consumer. And even though I got the wrong consumer, but still in the world of pigle, that's enough to qualify to render the animal pigle. Or in the case of chutzim komo, to render the animal paso. Right? So you can flip around consumers in that machshava. Okay. Amar Shmuel, which is really a fantastic chiddush. You would think that the consumer should be kept separate. Meaning what goes on the Mizbeach should be
for
the Mizbeach only. Not for you. We are not saying, just if I can try to be clear about this Gemara, we're not saying you're allowed to eat the alya, nor are we saying you're allowed to eat the hide of the alya. We're just simply saying that in the world of pigle, and it's acceptable, it will render the animal pigle, even though you confuse consumers. Okay. Amr Shmuel, Hamani Rebbe Lazar Yidamar, Mechash Me'achilas Mizbeach La'achilas Adam, or Me'achilas Adam La'achilas Mizbeach. This is, in fact, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Did not. Hashochet as a Zevach La'achol Davashin Darko La'achol La'achir Davashin Darko La'achir Kasher. V'Rebbe Lazar Posel. Rebbe Lazar says that it's no good, it's posel. Right? Meaning that according to Rav Elazar, even though you've confused consumers, it's okay. It's okay. Meaning it's not a good way to say it. It is rendered now disqualified. The Mayu Kim to Rav Elazar Ema Seifa. The Gemara says, "I'll tell you what. You're telling me now that our Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah we just learned, is going like Rav Elazar. We're going to see a Mishnah in just a couple days from now, and right on Chav Tesa Amud Beis." And that Mishnah is going like the Chachamim. Zehaklan, kol ha'shochet v'amekabal v'amalach v'azorik l'echol davar shedarko l'echol u'lahakir davar shedarko l'hakir davar shedarko l'echol in shein darko l'echol lo asul l'rabbanan. So the next Mishnah that we're going to come up into in Zvachim is going like the Chachamim. So this Mishnah we just learned is like Rebbe Lazar, and the next Mishnah is like the Chachamim. So Reisha Rebbe Lazar v'sefer Rabbanan amalei in. So Shmuel says, yeah. Okay, it's not smooth, but yes. Good. So in our first opinion, which we're now going to attribute to Shmuel, the hide of the tail is like the tail. Two. Rav Huna Amar.
Rabbi Eliezer learns this psul as like a kavachomer. The Torah does not. It mentions chutzmana. It's like a new category.
It's not a new category. It's not a new category. It is chutzes manu. It's chutzem kamo. It's just that you got the consumer wrong. That's all. You just confuse the consumer. It's still chutzes manu. It's still chutzem kamo. You just got the wrong. You got the wrong eater. In other words, I shouldn't be eating the aliyah. The mizbeach should.
But it's not. The problem is not the zman and the makom.
No, the problem is the zman and makom.
He has
the
right to also do it at the wrong time.
Correct. Correct.
Also
by the wrong person, but Rebbe Lazar says that's fine. Meaning, you're confused, but that kind of confusion is acceptable. Rav Huna Amar Ora Ayalav Ka Ayadami. Okay, now Rav Huna disagrees. No, Haidam an animal is not like the animal. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav Huna Chelbo Ha'ayav Aloha Or Ha'ayah. I read the Pasuk. Pasuk's very clear. Pasuk's actually, the truth of the matter is, Rav Huna's right on the money. It says, chelbo ha'alya, right? The fat of the tail and not the height of the tail. Okay? Good. Rav Chista amar la'olam or ha'alya ka'alya dami. V'hacha b'mayiskin ba'alya shogedi. And a third pshas Rav Chista, or ha'alya is like the alya. So, how are you eating it? Because it's not the tail of a sheep. Tail of a goat. You're allowed to eat the tail of the goat. Okay. Fine. Kulu kishmul lo ami reisha rav lazer v'sefer rabban lo mukme. Look, Shmuel's pshat is difficult because we already pointed out it's not smooth. Our mishnah is going like Rabbi Eliezer. The next mishnah is going to go like the chachamim. Rav Huna lo ami or al yikal yadami kamash malahu. And look, and also we don't like Rav Huna simply because the it's more mistabrit, just simply more logical to say that the hide of a tail is like the tail. It's soft. It's edible. And Kariv Chizka, my time alo Amri, my Kamashmal, and Oral Yakal Yadame, Tanina. And like Rav Chizka, well, Rav Chizka is not telling me anything because we know this. You know your Mishnah in Chulin? The Mishnah in Chulin tells us, Elu Sha'orosem Kippisaram, or Shetach Salya, or Shetach Salya. The Mishnah already tells us that the height of the tail is like the tail. Vis a vis, it is a meat. Now, the Mishnah in Chulin, by the way, just as a side, is not interested in karbanos and mizbeach. It's telling us in terms of tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only on meat, not on the hide of an animal. Okay, fine. Rav Chista says, no, I still maintain I have a chiddush. Why? Because you're right. In Chulin, you want to call the hide of a tail like a tail. You want to do that, that's fine. But over here, we're talking about eating karbanos. Yeah, you're right. The hide of a tail is soft and it's edible, but it's not something that kings would eat. The Kohanim eating a karban, it's lemashcha. It is royalty. It's dignity. You may have thought it's not dignified to eat the hide of a tail. That's the chiddush of Chista. No. Even vis-a-vis karban, where I need dignified, I need royalty, it's still considered meat. Okay, good. Not the best place to stop, but we'll stop over here. So again now, I wanted to finish this. Okay. And again, we're in the middle of the discussion of how to view the hide of the tail. Good. We'll quickly finish this off tomorrow. Tomorrow we start with Pigel in terms of how we know this chutzes mano versus chutzem kamo, chutzes mano being kares, chutzem kamo not being kares. All the classic discussions of Pigel comes up in tomorrow's daf.